Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disorder Radio, CITR.
101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times.
Five o'clock, it's Tuesday, it's time for Disorder Radio. Check it out, it's a tune by Ben Sinister. This one's called I Got Love. Here you go, check it out. Ben Sinister on Disorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you live from UBC, top of the hill. Had a nice sweaty bike ride up the hill to play some tunes, your usual selection of Vancouver indie music. That was Ben Sinister with a track called I Got Love off of their album Animals, which is, you know, a little older now, 2014. But I felt like that was a real good song to kick off the show. Talking about love because it's Pride Week in Vancouver, and I don't know about you, but there's all kinds of love for you to find, I guess, this week in and around Vancouver, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. But to start, let's do what we usually do off the top, which is have a look at the charts. And So yeah, it's an interesting chart week this week. We got a bit of churn, not a lot of dramatic upheaval, but let's see. Coming in at number five, we've got Hannah Georges, the hometown hero Hannah Georges with For Evelyn. That's at number five. Album that we played a song from, unrelated to the charts, but we played a track by her. It's Hazy, and her album Virgo Ox in at number four. And then Kublai Khan with the self-titled record Kublai Khan at number three. Last week's number one, Brave Radar, Lionhead, their album Lionhead, that Montreal band we played last week. They're down to number two. But taking the number one spot, it's Heaven For Real with Kill Your Memory. You may recall they were number five last week. That's what I'm talking about, the churn. We got a couple repeat names that you heard before. But these guys have taken the number one spot with their album Kill Your Memory. So yeah, it's Heaven For Real. I'm going to play a track off of that. It's the first track. It's called Subliminal, and that's by Kill Your Memory by Heaven For Real. They're from Halifax. Cool little outfit from Halifax. And yeah, this is what I like about the countdown segment. We get to play some music from around the country, sometimes from around the world, that people are listening to and requesting here on CITR. So check it out. It's Subliminal with, the song is Subliminal. The band is Heaven For Real, and the album is Kill Your Memory, number one on CITR this week. Here you go.
Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Fever Dream by Old Girl from the album Objet A, I assume, because it's French. And the reason I'm playing that is because we had a... So we do a segment in the magazine called Under Review, and that went up, I think, like 2 weeks ago, and I've been meaning to play it for a while, and I just never got around to it because stuff kept coming up, and exciting shows and events in town, and it just kept getting bumped. So I threw that one in there for you. We got a review of that one by Evangeline Hogg. And she said, like taking a trip into an industrial coven, Victoria-based Old Girl delivers a soundscape of beautifully crafted music, both ethereal and brooding. I think you heard that. And so that jumped out to me as the single. But speaking of bands and their albums, as we frequently do on this show, I'm joined now in the studio by our... Well, what is your title, Keegan? This is Keegan.
Hi, I'm Keegan.
Hey, Keegan. Social media coordinator?
I'm the online communications coordinator, but it just means I do the social media for CITR.
Awesome. And the reason why I've got you here right now is I wanted you to tell me about a feature you wrote for the summer issue. Yes. What was the band that you interviewed?
I interviewed Les Chaussettes. They were great. They played... What was the last show? They played at the Project Space... fundraiser shortly after that interview came out. Mm-hmm. I did that interview. Feels like forever ago. we just did it at Little Red Sounds. Felix Fung, who plays drums for them, and they record there. We met at that studio and had a chat about their album.
Yeah. Is it true that they are circus performers?
Yes. So when I got to Little Red Sounds, Jovanna was in serious pain, and Marie, who's the bassist, she was like, oh, are you going to do circus tomorrow still? And Jovanna was like, yes, I guess. And I was like, what? You're back. You should not do circus. So yeah, both the bassist, Marie, and Jovanna, who does the guitar and vocals and writes most of the lyrics for them, do circus. And I think they do Lyra, which is the big hoop, and other kinds of aerial circus things, which is so cool.
That's exciting.
It's their other job.
Does that inform their music at all, or?
I think so. I think they're both they're really intense girls. They take their work really seriously and they work really hard. Both of them, Marie's also doing, she's doing her grad school, and she has a practicum, where she works with I think she's a teacher, and yeah, they work so hard, and they're in this band, and Jovanna also is a vocal coach. So they have these crazy lives where they just have jam-packed schedules, and they still make time for friends, and they're just very disciplined and very dedicated to making really skillful music. Both of them are really good. All of them are really good at their instruments and really good at creating songs on a craft level, and I thought that was really impressive. They're just very they just have this discipline that has to come from pushing your body to do crazy things.
Right.
Yeah.
That was one quote I really liked, was the line about people have this idea that music is this mystical thing that just mm-hmm. happens. And I guess it was Felix was like,
yeah.
He's like, no, not at all. You have to work your ass off.
Yeah. And Felix also is Felix is this wise. He has a lot of good advice about making things. And just some of the stuff he was saying was so, I couldn't fit it all into the article, obviously, but he had a lot of really insightful ideas about what it means to be a creator and a creator of music. And he was there's this idea that artists, musicians can just wake up in the morning and magically have these songs, but it takes hours and days, and it can be pretty painful to be stressing about your creative output.
Right.
And it's not just a fun walk in the park all the time.
So yeah, their album came out in June, back in mid-June. It's called Who Will Read Your Mind? And what song did you want to hear off of that today?
I want to hear the first one. It's called Unrequited Love. And I really like it because I think that they talk about love in a way that not a lot of pop music talks about these days, and I think it's really good.
How so?
It's just very honest in a kind of it recalls this 40s and 50s idea. It's really dreamy, but there's a lot of heartache and the feeling, and especially in Unrequited Love, it's the feeling of the drama of it, but in a really raw sense. There's no, it's not glamorous.
Just cool.
Right in the feels.
All right. Well, we'll hit you right in the feels, Discorder listeners. This is Unrequited Love by Les Chaussettes on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy Shaw from Metric, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR FM 101.9.
We're in this bitch.
CITR, Discorder Radio, 101.9 FM. I just realized that off the top of the show, I did not introduce myself. I'm Matt Muse. I'm sitting in the chair here. Your usual hosts, Jordan Wade, Wade Jordan, the man himself, Wade. He is headed off way, way down south to Rio de Janeiro. That's right. He's down there to take in the Summer Olympic Games 2016. And he, along with another friend of mine who I went to school with, Armand, and they're down there to check out the games, and they've got a project called Real Rio. You can check it out on Facebook and follow what they're up to. Basically, their goal is they're not there to cover the sport aspect of the games. They're there to check out the effect that these games are having on the populace, the local culture, and Wade's an old hand at this. He's been to, Vancouver 2010, which was here. And then he went to, of course, and then he went to London for 2012. He went to Sochi for 2014, where he shot the bulk of a doc called Sochi Pride, which he premiered last week. You may remember we talked about in the show. And looking at the gay rights issue that was huge in Russia around the time of the Olympics. And of course, this year in Rio is going to be super interesting because we've got all of these. I'm not only that, the health thing with Zika, which I think is probably a little overblown, but also just all of the cultural and political upheaval that's going on, and safety concerns that we're hearing about, and then also in the last couple of weeks with the widespread Russian doping allegations, and it seems like a real interesting event to watch unfold. But if you don't want your mainstream media focus on the sports look, if you want the real feel, real deal, check out Real Rio on Facebook with your Discord radio host Jordan Wade, who's down there. He's going to be keeping you up to speed. Yeah, that last tune, by the way, Glad Rags, Popsicles, off their album Smile. That's a ripper, isn't it? That's I felt like we needed some angry girl rock, and they delivered, as always. Moving right along, I talked earlier about a segment that we have in the magazine called Under Review, where we review albums. Another regular segment that we have in the magazine is called Real Live Action, RLA, and that's where we review shows. And there's two that went up recently that I wanted to talk about, because they are about a festival that's near and dear to my heart, which you know if you've listened to the show, Sled Island in Calgary, which happened a bunch of weeks ago. But we had you may recall, we hyped it a lot because there was a strong Vancouver and Discorder presence there. And in particular, there were two great showcases featuring a bunch of bands. The first was Mint Records, the Vancouver-based label with all kinds of bands on their roster. They had a showcase. And then there was Weird Canada had a showcase as well with many Vancouver and Discorder type bands. At the Mint Records party, which was at Commonwealth, there was Fountain, Jay Arner, Faith Healer, Tough Age, Supermoon, Heaven for Real, and TV Ugly, many of whom you've heard on this show, I'm sure. And then at Tubby Dog, which is a hot dog restaurant that you need to go if you're ever in Calgary, who was there? Vulva Culture, Fountain, again, Painted Fruits, or Milk Toast, and Anamai. And you can read about those. There's some great photos written by Joshua Gabbard-Doyon and Jonathan Q. And photos by Lauren Ray, Spencer Hargraves, and Joshua Gabbard-Doyon, who wrote it. And so I'm going to play you a whack of Mint Records and Weird Canada bands. To start with, I'm going to play you Werewolf. I'm going to just tell you up front. It's Werewolfing by TV Ugly. Right after that, we're going to go right into The Woman Inside of Me by Tough Age. And then we're going to come back with some Painted Fruits. And I'll recap that all at the end because it's going to be a little rapid fire. But yeah, check it out. It's TV Ugly, fresh off of their triumphant Calgary Sled Island Mint Records showcase. This is the track Werewolfing by TV Ugly on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Now I I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was a little tune by Painted Fruits called Gender. And there was before that there was a bunch of tracks. There was one by Tough Age. There was one by TV Ugly. The TV Ugly song was called Werewolfing. The Tough Age song was called The Woman Inside of Me. And once again, that Painted Fruits song was called Gender. All of those guys have been in the magazine within the last year. And good times. You can go to our website, citr.ca, check out some of the fun and exciting reviews of the showcases that all those guys put on at Sled Island this year. Sled Island is, I mentioned it before, it's what I like about it as a festival is that there's a main site, but there's lots of small venues where they can do showcases like that. And probably about the closest thing we have here is something like Rifflandia. But if you ever feel like making the trek across the Rockies, there's always lots of great smaller shows like that. And you'll be able to see all of these great Vancouver bands that you know and love. And moving right along, speaking of Vancouver bands that you know and love, and more for you to find out about knowing and loving, it's about that time of year where applications are due for Shindig. That's right. It's the Battle of the Bands competition that happens in the fall and winter every year, supported by CITR. Last year it was at Pat's Pub. I believe that's still the venue, but you will definitely know about it here first. That happens, as I say, in the fall, but it's time to start the process of getting your applications in. You can go to CITR.ca to find out how to do that. And some of the bands that have done well, let's see, 3 Inches of Blood, the Pack AD, Japan Droids have all come through Shindig. Last year we had, who do we have? Walgreen, the Psychic Alliance, and Late Spring took home the gold. And as I did last week, I wanted to give you a taste of some of the bands, because when you hear Battle of the Bands, you maybe think, you know, guitars, rock, School of Rock type thing, but Shindig always has just a huge variety of different sounds. So I wanted to give you a taste and maybe inspire you if you're not maybe a guitar based rock band, but you still want to get in on this. There's still room for you, because I don't know if they're quite legendary yet, but I'm sure they will be in the future. It's the soon to be legendary Humans, who were in Shindig a couple years back. This is their new track, Water Water. They've got a new EP. It came out back in March. This is Water Water by Humans on CITR.
Dance.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Humans with their track Water Water off the new Water Water EP. And as I said, get those Shindig applications in. You could join the ranks of Discord alumni, such as Humans. But right now in the studio to my left, I have Madeline Taylor, a spoken word coordinator. Is that the full? Yes. Spoken word coordinator. Madeline, what's going on, Madeline?
Hello, hello. How are you, Matt?
Oh, not too bad. What you been up to this week? What fun and exciting event is happening this week in Vancouver?
Well, this week at CITR and all over the place, we are celebrating Pride in all of its many, many forms. So today on our airwaves, we had special Pride programming from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if you want to look for podcasts for that, you can check out our website at CITR.ca. There is some great stuff happening there. And there are a myriad of events coming up this weekend, particularly. Pride is well known as one of the best party weekends of the year. So
I have heard that.
Yeah. If you haven't experienced it, you're missing out. It's fun for the whole family, but especially your queer family members.
Yes, indeed. And so the main event is definitely the big Pride parade that happens on Sunday. But there's some other marches going on as well, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a lot of different events. I'm going to just rattle off a few of them. So
please do.
One thing that CITR is sponsoring and we will be present for is the Davie Street Party, which is on Friday, July 29th from 6 to midnight. And it is $5 entrance fee. There will be alcohol at the event, but it is all ages. And you need a... The $5 wristband is for people who want to buy drinks. The event is free for everyone who does not want to drink. So it's fun for the whole family.
That's just on Davie Street downtown for like a couple blocks?
Yes. Right. Walk to the Rainbow Crosswalk. You will find it.
I'm sure it'll be hard to miss.
Yeah. And then there's also on Friday, July 29th as well, there is the Trans Two-Spirit Genderqueer Intersex March, which is happening on unceded Coast Salish territory at Clark Park, which is on East 14th and Commercial Drive. It starts at 5:30. Their tagline is, don't hide your pride, uncage your rage.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's an event that is focused on visibility of trans, two-spirit, genderqueer, and intersex people, in particular Indigenous and people of color who are trans, two-spirit, genderqueer, or intersex.
Right.
And
of course, there's another famous march that also happens in advance of the Pride Parade.
Yes, and that's the Dyke March, which is on Saturday, July 30th. This year, it is happening from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at McSpadden Park on Commercial Drive again. And it's the 13th annual this year, so it's exciting. You should come on down. They are recommending people bring their bikes and lots of sunscreen and water. It's going to be very busy, so there won't be lots of parking. But
and of course, who's the parade marshal this year for the Dyke March?
Black Lives Matter, which is very politically significant.
Yes.
They are not going to be present for the Pride Parade that is happening on Sunday from noon to 3 on Davie Street downtown because of the presence of Vancouver police. So they're standing in solidarity with Black Lives Matter organizations across North America in that regard.
Right, it's definitely been a very politically charged Pride, like lead up to Pride. There's been a lot of, I don't want to, because it's kind of a misnomer that the community was united to begin with. So I don't want to say fractured because that's wrong, but I think a lot of those sort of rifts have been very brought to the fore, and I think it's been really interesting to watch those dialogues.
Yeah, what I'm finding interesting about it is that those rifts have always existed. It's just that everyone is paying attention to them now rather than just the people who are negatively affected by that sense of invisibility, which is why we have events like the Dyke March and the Trans Two-Spirit and Genderqueer and Intersex March, because though the big Pride Parade is awesome, it's become increasingly corporate over the years. And some of the spirit of protest that it was started with has faded a little bit. So I think that some of these other events and some of the harder politics around Pride this year have really started to center and refocus the spirit of Pride, which is a spirit of protest and bringing visibility to the oppression of LGBTQ plus folks in our society.
Right, and on that sort of tip, especially like visibility and awareness, what are some things that straight allies can do during the week to support their compatriots?
Yeah, one thing that I think is essential to think about if you are a straight ally of queer folks is that Pride Week is not the only week that you should be an active ally to queer folks. So if you want to come down to a Pride event and enjoy the party, which you should because LGBTQ folks throw the best parties in the world, you should come.
That has been my experience, yes.
We're inviting you. As a member of the B and the LGBTQ alphabet soup, I'm inviting you personally. You should all come. But you just need to come down. Keep in mind why this event is happening. It's happening because of a history of very violent oppression. And you need to check your privilege as a straight person. You need to understand why that space needed to be created outside of what existed before Pride existed. So things like basic consent. Don't touch people if you don't talk to them about touching them ahead of time. Make sure that you're not objectifying people. Don't privilege certain members of the LGBTQ community more than other members. And just make sure that you're treating everyone with humanity and respect the way that you would want to be treated and have enjoyed being treated as a straight person.
Word to the wise. That's good stuff to keep in mind all year round. And thanks so much for coming in to tell us about all of the exciting Pride stuff that we can look forward to this week.
One more thing I want to plug real quick.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the best dance parties in town is called Denim Vest. It's at Redgate, which, if you don't know where it is, look it up on Facebook. It's called Denim Vest Sweet Resistance. It's going to be from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. on Saturday night, so July 30th. And it's $20 to $25 to get in, but no one is turned away for lack of funds. And it's a super queer positive, safe place to go have a ridiculously good time. So come on down and dance.
Sounds like a good time. All right, thanks so much, Madeline. I am going to play a song for all of you right now. It's by Devours, who we featured back in April in the magazine, and he's a queer artist based here in Vancouver, and his album Late Bloomer is actually in part inspired by his experience of coming out in Vancouver. Just one of our many great LGBTQ plus people that we've talked about in the magazine, who we will continue to talk about in the future. This is the title track off of Devour's album Late Bloomer. Late Bloomer on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
From the side.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Late Bloomer by Devours. And yeah, thanks to both Keegan and Madeline for coming in to share about Les Chaussettes and about Pride Week. Have a great Pride Week. And we're wrapping up the show for this week. Next week, it won't be just me. Next week, we'll have, I believe we will have DJ Liz Holiday back in to grab the host chair and help me steer this crazy ship. But stay tuned, because coming up next is your boy Mike. He's going to play all of the punk and hardcore that you can shake a stick at on the Flex Your Head show. And to close out the show, I know this is going to be a very non-Discorder radio song to play. It's going to be very mainstream, but I can't not do it because Wade would never forgive me if I didn't. Because tonight down at Rogers Arena, it's the second and final Vancouver show of the Tragically Hip's farewell tour. Of course, a number of months ago, Gord Downie, frontman of the Tragically Hip, announced that he had terminal brain cancer, and they're going on one last tour of Canada. And I gotta say, I am not the biggest Hip fan in the world. I think they're a little... this is gonna sound stupid, but they're a very... snarky or whatever. They're a very Gen X kind of band. I feel like I'm too young to really be a dyed-in-the-wool Hip fan. All of the people I know who really love the Hip are all like a good, 8, 10, 15, 20 years older than me. So I feel like I'll never really love the Hip the way that some people do, but there is one song that I do really like, and I'm gonna play that for you. I think on August 20th, when they're doing their show, it's the last show in Kingston, their hometown, and the CBC is gonna be playing it on all their platforms. And I think that'll be like, it's a Saturday. I think that'll be like almost like a Super Bowl type event. I think people are probably gonna like have friends over. It'll be like a Hip watching party. Yeah, it's interesting, especially as not like I can't imagine. It must be a super emotional kind of show if you're like a really big fan. But to me, it's just interesting as a cultural phenomenon. And I know our good friend Wade was, of course, there at their show two nights ago. But for Wade, for Gord, and for any other Hip fans who happen to be tuned into the show right now, this is the one Tragically Hip song that I can really, really get into. That I feel like, okay, I get why people, I guess I can understand why people like this band. It's, and of course, a little tie into some stuff that's going on around Vancouver this week, of course, it being the middle of summer. The Fireworks. This is Fireworks by the Tragically Hip on CITR 101.9 FM. See you next week.
If there's a goal that everyone remembers, it was back in 72. We all squeezed the stick and we all pulled the trigger, and all I remember is sitting beside you. You said you didn't give a fuck about hockey, and I never saw someone say that before. You held my hand and we walked home the long way. You were loosening my grip. We'll be right back.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.